Welcome back. Greg Sharp in our Husker Sports Network studios. Halftime of the Huskers game with the Maryland Terrapins. We're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Dr. Hank Bounds here at halftime. It's great to see Mr. Bounds. Let's talk about some things that are going on in 2016 as we're almost a month into this year. What's on your mind right now?
Well, thanks, Greg. As I take a look at how we can move Nebraska forward, I'm struck by what an economic engine the university is for the state. We make a huge impact in terms of contributing to Nebraska's success.
What would you consider huge?
Well, you know, I can actually assign a dollar value here, Greg. The University of Nebraska makes a $3.9 billion economic impact annually to the state of Nebraska. That sounds like a big number, and it can certainly be hard to wrap your head around. So let me break that down in terms of what this actually means. Over the course of a year, the University of Nebraska is contributing over $10.5 million every day to Nebraska's economy. That's caused by the university buying goods and services, student, faculty, and staff spending money in the community, and then the ripple effect of those actions across the state from Scottsbluff to Omaha.
That's a lot to think about.
It really is. But, you know, the point is the university makes a big impact on the state, and we do that in a number of ways, some that you may expect and some that may actually surprise you.
Well, I like surprises. Can you give us a few examples?
So let me throw out a couple examples and sort of the did-you-know facts. Did you know that the University of Nebraska supports one out of every 36 jobs in Nebraska? One in every seven working-age Nebraskans hold a University of Nebraska degrees. University of Nebraska graduates 10,000 students annually, which helps sustain Nebraska's workforce. And then the final did you know is that the research done at the University of Nebraska supports 2,500 Nebraska jobs and has an annual economic impact of more than $385 million.
That is really impressive. How do you come up with those numbers?
So it really is, and in order to get those right, to get those numbers right, we turn to a firm by the name of Tripp Umbach. It's a leading national consultant to conduct an independent analysis of our impact on the state. Tripp Umbach's analysis confirms that the university's contribution is significant and really demonstrates the many ways that the NU drives Nebraska's economy.
What do those numbers, Hank, tell you, and where do you go from here?
Well, Greg, the numbers support what I think you and I already know. That's that the University of Nebraska is a change agent for the state and its people. The university touches virtually every Nebraskan, whether helping a first-generation student to earn a degree, providing care for a cancer patient, advancing agricultural productivity, and really just countless other ways. Nebraska needs the opportunities created by its public universities to be successful. So we've got to keep moving forward. Thanks in part to stable support from the state, the university has been successful in fulfilling its responsibilities to serve the state. But we have to keep going, graduating students, conducting and commercializing innovative research, and leveraging partnerships with public and private entities to attract talent and create jobs.
Wonderful. Well, Hank, we appreciate the update. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to sitting down with you again here in the future.
Thanks so much. I appreciate this opportunity, Greg.
Hank Bounds, Nebraska President here at halftime. Kent Pavelka's back to set you up for the second half next.